Dalad Yasemin Pealachamim Vavu going to Lalacha Samech, just like the Kitzer taught us yesterday, you're not allowed to make a knot on Shabbos, one of the Lamedes Malachas, you're not allowed to undo a knot. And you're not allowed to make a knot and undo, and therefore, if you have a double knot, you have a knot. And you're stuck, Lichoy, you should be able to undo it. However, Mokam Salah, Kitzer teaches you're allowed to use a non Jew if it's a place of distress. Interesting. I think it's all about time to make it, even though they saw. Perhaps using one hand, we have to check. I'm not sure. And I think it's fascinating that you're not allowed to be mad, that there's no eitz, especially here, that it's not necessarily is done in a professional way, or that it's being meant, especially when it comes to shoe, being meant to keep for a long time. But this is what the Kitzur says. Next, when it comes to, you have tailors. Interesting, Shaila. So, the practice basically is that before they sew the garment together, they also attach different stitches. Basically, they put stitches to hold the different sides together, and then they remove these stitches after everything is sewn together. So it's kind of like these last threads or stitches that are in the garment, and to remove them on Shabbos is a major issue. The issue is, and it's actually a sugin Maseches Makos, as a member of Tikkun Maneh. Makabipatish, basically finishing off the job. Finishing the job. So many times something is going to be also simply because, I don't want to say simply, it's one of the Lamedes Malachos called Makabipatish. When it comes to another example, interesting, also big chiddush, when it comes to clothing, to put in the actual strap, to insert the strap in a new clothing, even an example, simple example, as by having a shoe and you never put the shoelaces, now you want to put the shoelaces in. If the plan is to keep it there and it's a new garment, it is also to do so. This is an example of tikkun money. You're creating the use of these garments right now. If it's an old one, as long as it's not difficult to put in, you're allowed to put it in. But if it's difficult, now put it in. An example also of these, of course, if it's a regular belt that you're putting in and you usually put it in, that would not be a problem. But a lot of examples here that would apply to women's clothing, especially if it's the first time stringing in something. When it comes to, sometimes there's a stitch, meaning a seam becomes basically faulty, and the sections that were sewn together become a little bit separated, and then by pulling a thread, it tightly fastens the different parts. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And the reason for that is mamish a shayla of teifel. You're not allowed to sew. It's a tolda of sewing on Shabbos. Niyoris, when it comes to pieces of paper that are stuck together. So like this, if you have stuck together, purposely stuck together, using something, and then you detach it, that's a problem of kireh. Someone just sent me a picture of tissues. You know, sometimes you have these tissues that are attached together. That's a major problem to detach them, especially when you're purposely doing it in a very exact way. It could be a shayla mechatech, could be a shayla kireh. Here, the kids are talking about when it comes to papers that got stuck together inadvertently. I mean, they didn't have any intention to do so simply because it was a little bit of extra glue, etc. That is okay to open on Shabbos. The other example where it's not okay, a lot of times you have this in Sidurim. I just had this Friday night. You know, you get these beautiful benches for a bar mitzvah boy, but the problem is that they never opened up these pages the first time, and these pages are actually really not just glued together, they're attached together through the printer or whatever the how it was made. That is a major problem and really should be opened before. So it's a good thing to remember before you make a simcha and you have these new benchers. When it comes to any utensils or containers that basically the openings were wrapped around with a cloth, a great example, in the old days, the cakes, they used to be delivered in like these boxes with strings on top and around them. That's not a problem to remove them. Why is it not a problem? Because even though you're being kireya, you are tearing, but you're tearing in a destructive way. And even though it's an issur d'rabbanan, usually kriya in a destructive way. But if it's a tzorech Shabbos, a tzorech achila, it's mutar. An example where there's no real tzorech is opening up an envelope. Let's say, even if it's not mukteh, that would be a problem. This is a real need. When it comes to trapping, there's an issur melacha called tzeda. And you're not allowed to trap on Shabbos. And even something that's not usually trapped. So therefore, it's only in Isidor Abad. Like, for example, the kids are speaking about a parosh. Parosh is a type of flea. So you're not allowed to, you shouldn't grab it because it's in Isidor Abad. But if it's paining the person or it's biting him, etc., you're allowed to take it and throw it. But you're not allowed to kill it. Why not? Because you're not allowed to kill it. It's a new melacha called shoychet. You're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. However, if it's what's called the kinim, the lice, Ketzer says you're allowed to, because these lice, now this is a very fascinating discussion, it's called spontaneous generation, where these things look like they're growing on from sweat. Now really it's an invisible, I won't say invisible, but not there wasn't visible eggs that they were able to see. So therefore, either Chazal, I'm not sure exactly the machlokes in this regard, whether they believed in spontaneous generation basically means a certain animals actually were created from the scalp, etc., from the sweat, or no, it's just eggs that were laid there that were very small, therefore weren't visible. But either way, the halacha is that today we're not making all this. Mishmarodi says because we don't know which ones are the real ones they're allowed to, and therefore don't kill any lice on Shabbos. When it comes to a case, this is called a Suffolk Psik Reish. I'm going to be giving you on this interesting topic. We have a garbage or a box, and you want to close. There's flies all over the place. The garbage. You're allowed. The halacha is you're allowed to close it, so long as you don't know for sure that this flies it. Because first of all, it's called a Suffolk Psik Reish. You're not for sure that inevitably you're going to create a trapping situation. One is not allowed to take out blood on Shabbos. That means if you're pressing down even on a wound, that's also part of the Toldah. Also part of the Toldah of Sheichet. So therefore, you have to be careful. Even sucking on blood that's in between the teeth, the Kiddush says one should be careful with. It's also to do so because of the Shaila of Toldah of Sheichet. And certainly even to push down on pus in order to come out, that's also a problem. That could be a shiloh of dosh. The other case we discuss is a famous tzitzin. These are little, what's called the cuticles, that people are busy with many times on Shabbos. Somehow either the cuticles or a dangling nail. Famous shiloh. So the halacha is you're not allowed to remove these things. It could be a shiloh of gezes. However, if you're doing it with your fingers or with your teeth, so that would be an issur d'rabbanan. And if it's b'makom tzar, you're allowed to do so. Definitely something too important to know, because otherwise the whole Shabbos could be miserable. You're not allowed to pour into vinegar other liquids, so they should also become vinegary. This goes back to the similar shayla of me'abed, of tanning. Some type, it's related to the isser of tanning. When it comes to meat that wasn't salted, and it's already the third day, and it's a major problem, because if you don't salt meat by the third day, there could be a problem. By 3 days, after 3 days, you won't be able to salt it anymore. So the halacha is that if you rinse it, the time clock starts again. So the halacha is that you're allowed to use an anju to do so, but through using a dri, you're not allowed to do so. When it comes to smearing on anything that you smear on Shabbos, it's a solid, there's going to be a problem, unless it is food. You're allowed to smear food, that's a butter, on bread, delicious, you'll have to do so. And interesting, why is that? Because anything, food basically is eaten without being spread smoothly, you will still be able to eat it. So therefore, it's not really considered a tikkun. Very interesting. When it comes to all these different shaylas of shmearing, and in fact, an example of this is all part of memarech, is spreading, which is told of memachek, basically, is a concern of smoothing, and that's why the moisture is a chetzalik and vocha healthy, and I'll let it brush your teeth. Avad Yosef held you allowed to. I think part of the swell was it's not, I mean, this guy, it's going to be, it's less in the shear, it's not necessarily spreading, whatever the cheshbon is, al moisha mesa was machmir on brushing your teeth, but that doesn't mean you can't brush your teeth. You can brush your teeth, you have to use mouthwash. Interesting also that you're allowed to, according to the kitchen, shonoch, halacha is you're allowed to break anything that's considered, that's not, anything that's considered a food, you're allowed to break. Including it as even food of an animal. So therefore, you're allowed to break a straw in order to clean your teeth and use it as a toothpick. And when it comes to atzei b'sam, any good smelling spices and trees, you're allowed to break in order to be able to have them have the smell. So this is quite often when you have b'samim, fragrant twigs, so you're allowed to roll them and rub them in order to have a better, and snip them even, in order to have a better smell. When it comes to a tree, whether it's moist, meaning it's fresh, or it's completely dry, you're not allowed to use the tree. This is an issur d'rabbanan because you might come and break a branch. And even though you're not moving it, if you're moving it for sure, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to climb in a tree also because we're worried you're going to break. And you're not allowed to place something on a tree either. So you can't use a tree. So the halacha is the following: Tzidei ha'ilan, the side of the trees, you're not allowed to use either. So you can't use, for example, you can't throw a basket on the tree, on a branch of a tree. But what you could do is you could have tzidei tzdadim. What is tzidei tzdadim? I mean, the classical case is where you have a peg that's coming out of the tree, and on the peg you have a basket. That's how you can have. So now, when you're putting something in the basket, you're allowed to take something from the basket and put it back. You can't. That's an example. So why you? That's how you're allowed to have these hammocks and swings. You can't have it ringed around the branch. That would be a problem. Have a beautiful day.